The Global Assembly is a podcast that connects our family of schools in the Wellington College Education Network by inviting our community to pause, think, and reflect. Wellington life is well known for being busy and exciting. We talk about the Wellington fizz. But with all that this brings, moments of calm and contemplation are deeply valuable. I'm AJ Starkordish, the chaplain at Wellington College and Wellington College Prep in the UK, and I curate the Global Assembly. Catherine Kelly, head of primary at Wellington College Pune, leads this episode. Kate has worked in education for almost 30 years, and for much of that time has led schools in London, most recently as head of primary in a large all-through school. That role gave her a deep understanding of what it takes to shape a learning community where children thrive from their earliest years right through to university pathways. For Catherine, leadership has always been about more than structures and systems. It's about vision, clarity of purpose, and the values that drive every decision. In London, she saw how values could unify diverse communities and provide stability in times of challenge. As head of primary at Wellington College International Pune, these same values continue to be her compass. She talks about moving across continents, adapting to a new culture, and building relationships in a new context, and how they all demand resilience and openness. It is the strength of the Wellington values that ensures continuity of purpose, regardless of geography.
My journey from London in the United Kingdom to Pune in India. My name is Catherine Kelly, and I'm proud to be head of primary here at Wellington College International Pune. Today, I want to talk to you about something at the very heart of our school, our values. And I'd like to share how those values have helped me personally, because this year has been one of the biggest changes of my life. For many years, I lived and worked in London. London was my home, a busy, vibrant city full of energy, history and culture. I loved leading schools there. Every morning, I would walk through the school, the classrooms and the playground, and they were filled with the sound of children speaking many different languages, which was a reminder of how wonderfully diverse London is. And that's something I've also found here in Pune. International schools like those in London bring together children and families from many different backgrounds, cultures and countries. That diversity is one of our greatest strengths. It means we can learn from each other, we share different traditions, and we grow in our understanding of the world. Whether in London or Pune, it is that richness of voices and experiences that makes a school community so special. But diversity also asks something of us. It asks us to live out our values every single day. In London and here in Pune, I have seen how these values turn a group of different people into a united community. When the opportunity came to join the school, I knew it was special. But it also meant moving far away from home to a new country, a new culture, and a new school. I felt proud and excited, but I also felt nervous. Change, even when exciting, can sometimes feel difficult. That's when I realised how important our values are. They have guided me through every part of this change in my life. I was welcomed so warmly by staff, pupils and families here in Pune. That kindness has made such a difference in helping me to feel at home. Coming to a new country has meant learning new traditions, learning about new festivals, learning about new ways of working. Respect has helped me to listen, to learn, and to appreciate all the things that make India unique. It takes courage to start again in a new place. Just like when you start a new class or move to a new school, you need to be brave and be open to new experiences. As head of primary, I carry the responsibility to make sure everyone is supported, challenged, and cared for. That responsibility keeps me focused every single day. No matter where I am, the UK or India, integrity means staying true to my values and making the right choices, even when things feel a little uncertain. As I've reflected on this journey, I realise I'm not alone in these feelings. Many of you have also moved schools, moved cities, or even moved countries. You know what it feels like to start again. The mixture of excitement and nervousness, the challenge of leaving behind what you know, and the hope of building something new. And that is why our values matter so much. They are what connect us. They are what turn a group of people into a community and a new place into a home. Our values are not just for assemblies or posters on our classroom walls. They are for life. They are the compass that guide us anywhere in the world, from the streets of London to the classrooms of Pune. And here's my challenge for you. Which of our values have you shown this week? And which value could you focus on more in the days ahead? As you go about your learning, your play, and your time with family and friends, remember kindness, respect, courage, responsibility, and integrity are not just words. They are actions, they are choices, and they are what make us a community where everyone can thrive.